We have sunshine in downtown Cheryl City and in the studio as well. It is time for today's Paws Pet of the Week. Your community conversations are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And today, the Paws Pet of the Week is sponsored by L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home. Joining us this morning is Paws Humane Society Assistant Director J.C. Peichel. Good morning, J.C.
Good morning, Chris.
So this is kind of a different scenario this morning. You brought in a dog that I don't think I've ever seen before. So I'm like, I'm hurrying up, getting on the Paws website. I'm like, this dog's not listed here. So go ahead and give the backstory on who you brought with this morning.
Yeah. So this morning I actually brought my dog with me. She is a Paws alumni. Her name is Addie. My husband and I adopted her in November. Well, we brought her home to foster in November of 2023.
That's how it all starts.
So you may have seen her. I mean,
it's
you
very
were at
likely.
Paws, because she was at Paws. She has a very unique case, and I don't think she had ever come to KCHA because of her uniqueness. So she was actually seized by the police department in August of 2023 with her. There was two other dogs from a home in Charles City for neglect. So we're very thankful that the PD, that people, I think, band together and wanted to help these dogs. So PD went over there, and she was very, very skinny. The other male dog was even more skinny. I wish I remembered how much they weigh, but when they came in, and then there was a black lab puppy that was also seized. So the reason why it took us so long to adopt her, because it was a court case and everything like that. So just a very unique situation to Paws, one that we thankfully don't have very often, but unfortunately it does happen sometimes. So that's why she was never brought into KCHA. So we started fostering her, and then we were able to adopt her after all the court case and stuff had been done in May of 2024. So that's just a huge timeline. It takes almost a year just with our court system, and obviously dog neglect is probably not super high on their list of court cases.
Should be.
But we're very, very thankful. So Addie is a chocolate lab. She came to Paws, like I said, seized by the police department. Very, very skinny. She weighs 74 pounds now, and I believe she was probably in like the 50-pound area.
Wow.
So 20 to 25 pounds underweight. And then at Paws, we were trying to feed them a lot, and she got a little hefty, kind of on the thick side. And then and my husband and I we looked at getting another dog. He really, really liked her. And I was kind of like, no, we have a dog already. And then, of course, all right, we'll bring her home. And she is his dog. So he is totally, like, she listens to him all the time. I mean, she likes me, but
I was going to say,
you
she's
know
like
how dogs can
hanging
be.
Out right next
I know.
To you right now.
So she is totally Ed's dog. Roscoe is totally my dog. But I just wanted to share kind of her story. And we are honestly a little low on animals at Paws right now. So there weren't any other really good animals that I could bring for Pet of the Week. But I thought, just, you don't hear of a ton of neglect kind of up here in Northeast Iowa. But right in our town, there is neglect going on. So just urging people to continue to call the police department. There are policies that the police have to follow, so they can't just, if you call one time, they can't just go and investigate right away. I don't completely know the process, but I think the people that were really caring about these three dogs were very consistent and just really wanted to help these dogs. So I'm thankful for that, because otherwise I wouldn't have her as a dog. And then the other two dogs did find loving homes as well. I believe the other dog, the puppy, was adopted to a place out of town. And then the other dog that was there was adopted in town. And we get to see him every once in a while, which is great. So, just kind of a fun, happy ending to a really crappy start to them coming to Paws. But all three dogs have now found really good homes and are doing really, really well. They're very... their weight is maintained. They never go without meals, even though Addie acts like she is she's starving all the time.
Feed me.
I know, all the time.
But you know, when you brought her in, you would have never known she went through that in her life. She looks amazing. Yeah. She looks very healthy. So kudos to you for taking care of her. We love success stories like this. Now, here's another question, too. Maybe you can't answer it. Maybe you don't know. Were there charges involved?
Yeah. So we so Paws and the city. So we worked with the county attorney and took this gentleman to court, and he was ordered to pay restitution for all the vet care that they received. Unfortunately, he didn't have to pay any of the boarding or anything like that. But we felt very strongly that this shouldn't happen anymore. Unfortunately, this particular individual still gets dogs, and a lot of them have come to Paws throughout the years. But I think that's just one thing that as a community and individuals, if we can come together and just advocate for the animals, then hopefully we have a really good outcome.
Well, hopefully he doesn't treat his own kids like the animals that he has.
I hope not.
Sending them to the shelter. Well, thanks for bringing Addie, and that was a nice touch.
Yeah, she's so quiet and sleepy now. I mean,
she's like the most well-behaved dog that we've had in the studio in years. Like, I don't even know there's a dog in here. She's just chilling.
For a lab, she's pretty. If she could sleep all day, if she would be happy. I'm like, girl, you can't just sleep on your back on the bed all the time.
Wouldn't that be nice, though?
I know.
Getting a couple days to sleep in. Well, thanks for bringing Addie in. Let's go ahead and talk about your next upcoming fundraiser for Paws Humane Society. I think it's the tattoo event.
Yeah. So the tattoos for Paws Rescues event, that is June 13th. It's coming up like 2 weeks. Month and a half.
Oh, is it?
It's in June.
Oh, in June. That's right.
Like, 2 weeks. Oh, my gosh. I'm not ready. It's been in May like the last 3 years. So
okay, that's okay. Why. Okay. Yep. It's still stuck in my head that it's in May.
June 13th. That'll be coming up very soon. That's over at Emerald Ink in Mason City. They have 5 tattoo artists that'll be doing tattoos that day. Very, very great people. Very caring about animals and giving back to their community, and super easy to work with. We're going to have a couple food trucks, beverage trucks available that day. There's going to be some vendors set up in the parking lot. The event goes from 10 until 6. And then last year we kind of started cutting the line off around 4 o'clock. That was because it was on Mother's Day. So this year, I'm not sure exactly when we will cut it off, but I know we do let people know kind of in advance if they're not going to be able to get in to be tattooed. That's just kind of how some of these events work, and there's usually a really long line, which is awesome. Emerald Ink does a really great job of getting people in, but they also don't rush through things. You know, they want to give their simple tattoos, but they want to give you the best line work that they can. They want to build a relationship with clients. Even if you're just there for one or two flash tattoos, they still want to learn about you. They want to get to know you and kind of get to know you a little better and know who you are and what your interests are. So that's one thing we really appreciate about them, is they're not just there to promote their business. They're there to build relationships with their clients, and just super easy and great to work with.
Awesome. So that's coming up June 14th. 13th.
It's like
I'm all over the
Saturday
place
today. The 13th. A play on Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the one that the cats messed
up.
I gotcha. That's more like Chris Berg messing it up nowadays. So June 13th. Remember that. You can find more information at pawscharlescity.com. Were you able to take any pets through the Full Moon 5K this past Friday night?
No, we did not. I wasn't able to be there that day, but I know Julie went and she did some running. I don't know. I don't think anybody took any Paws animals. Loki, however, if you do hang out at the brewery on Thursday nights and do the the Tellurian Brewing 5 Run Club is what it is. Run Club. Loki, the dog, would love to go on a run with you. He is a husky mix. He has a lot of energy. would love to kind of get out in the community more. We'd love to find him a really good home. Unfortunately, he's been at Paws for a few months now with no interest, and hopefully he can get adopted soon. He's just a little bit more on the high energy side. He is a husky, so he has a lot of fur, but a really good dog. What is she doing?
I gave her a pet on the head and she just dropped. She's okay. Like, oh no, I don't want petted on my head or a rubber tummy. That's what I want. She is an amazing dog. I love her. Yeah. Anyway, what were you talking about? Sorry. I was a bit distracted.
The Tellurian Brewing for the run club Thursday nights. If you're ever interested in bringing a Paws animal just to get them a little bit out of their cage, definitely reach out. We can start you with a volunteer application. And even if you just want to bring a dog and do the run club every Thursday or every other Thursday or once a month, you can definitely volunteer and do that. And it's just really good promotion for the dogs, for Paws, and it mainly helps the dogs get out of their kennel and get some exercise. So if you're ever interested in any of that, just reach out and we can get that lined up.
So have you ever had anybody reach out and ask if they could walk a cat?
I feel like I have. There has been a few people asking if there are cats that we can take out on a leash. And we do have like cat leashes at Paws. It doesn't always go well, but we also have a catio that we have open attached to the shelter so the cats can kind of get outside. And I think we've like started walking the cats like in there to see how they do on the leash. A lot of the times when you put like a harness on a cat, they just lay down because they're like, what is this? I can't move, so I'm just going to lay down. But yeah.
All right. Well, for more information on events coming up, fundraising events, ways to donate or to volunteer, you can all find that information at pawsatcharlescity.com and on the Paws at Charles City Facebook page as well. Anything else that you want to promote?
I don't know. Actually,
it feels weird not really having any pets at
I know Paws. It's so right weird. Although I did say this last week, and then we had two cats come in that day. So here we go. We'll probably have more cats. We do have at the shelter. We are low, so we have four cats at the shelter. One has a home pending, which is great. Oh, one is in our isolation building, and two are brand new, so they haven't been vaccinated or anything yet. And then we have the three dogs at Paws. And then in foster, we also have the six kittens and a mother. So we're still
there it is.
You know, kittens. That's 11 cats. So the number is going to start creeping up there a little bit, too.
That's at the foster home. Don't adopt them all.
I know. We'll
just
see.
Just saying.
One thing, too, I forgot. Tomorrow is Adopt a Shelter Pet Day, which is exciting. I know. It's one of those national days. So April 30th is Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. And if you can't adopt, you can always donate. We have wish lists on our website. We have wish lists on our Facebook page. You can stop out this weekend. I don't have the exact dates we will be open this weekend, but I believe we will be open at least one or two days. So just stay tuned to our Facebook page for that. And you don't have to necessarily donate to Paws if you're in the Waterloo area, if you're in Mason City. There are really great humane societies there, too, that have just tons of animals. I mean, I think Cedar Bend had 200 cats. Mason City has over 200 cats. I can't even imagine having that many animals to care for daily, and you know, just so many animals to keep track of. So we're very grateful that Paws it works with the city and has to be a little more selective on animals that do come in, that we can't just get every single animal in, because I think we would be so overwhelmed every single day. So kudos to those two, to especially those big shelters that have to take on that many animals and make the tough decisions. We're very grateful that Paws, we don't have to make any of those tough decisions. And so we're just very grateful. And if you're interested in donating or helping out or anything, definitely reach out to a local animal shelter. You can look them up on the animal welfare website and make sure they are licensed. That is one thing I always try to push, is if you're going to support an organization, make sure they're doing it by the rules. They're getting their annual inspections. They are licensed. Make sure your money is going to the right place.
Could you imagine over 200 cats in a shelter?
No, I can't. It's
might need some more volunteers for that one.
Wow. So many.
That's like kitten season times 10.
I know.
I'm not even sure how many cats is Paws able to hold at any given time.
I'd have to count how many. So with our license with the state, you can't have any more animals than what cage space allows. So I would have to count all of the cages. I know we have been over that and we've had to create cages and go in foster homes. I think at one point Claus has had like over 40 cats, wow. Which for our Paws is really high.
Yes. Well, I like it better with a limited amount of animals. Paws like we have now. So you can find the animals once again at pawsatcharlescity.com. Send a message and go meet them this weekend during adoption hours.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, JC, for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.